The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
If you're looking for an adventure that is really different, why not consider yodeling? Why should I, says I? Well, Ed Finn is here to tell us all about it. So you're going to this unique cultural festival. It's called the Swiss Federal Yodeling Festival.
Yes, Claire, and it's in Basel in Switzerland, which of course is at the confluence of three countries, France, Germany and Switzerland. So it's a beautiful location, one of the most beautiful medieval cities in Europe. And it has the world's biggest yodeling festival, Alphorn and flag throwing. Now, this happens.
I don't know what any of that is.
Well, you know, I'll tell you when I come back. I'll send you a few videos. But when the last time it was in Basel, there was 100 years ago. Now, yodeling started, as we know, when people in the mountains, when there was no phones or anything, they communicated to each other. There's four cows gone missing up there, yodeling. So that's how it was. That's where it actually came from. It was a language,
and
right?
And there were champions who and were very, very good at this.
Yeah, and it's intricate. And I mean, when you hear them doing it up on the mountains in unison, in big, large groups, it's like the sound of music to the power of 10.
And you know? Why are you going to this thing?
Well, I don't know. I love Switzerland, right? I went there when I was 14 on a school tour. I absolutely love mountains. I love being up high. And it's just got something special. Now, the Alphorns as well, of course, the big, huge wooden Alphorns are amazing. And they kind of perform in semicircles. And when you hear all these blowing across the valleys and the mountains, it's like nothing else.
And what's the flag throwing then element
of
this?
Flag throwing, of course, is a big Swiss tradition as well. Do you know, I suppose, you know, in the parades, when you see here, people, you know, majorettes throwing things up into the air, sort of similar to that.
They're going to do tricks with the flags.
Yeah, but these are beautiful, big red Swiss flags, with, you know, and they've all, and everybody dresses up. You're talking 200,000 people going to this.
It's a huge thing.
It's the Swiss flag hole in here. That's how I can describe it in a nutshell to you, right? It's such a beautiful city, Basel. It's the Rhine there, right on the Rhine. As I said, you can walk into France, you can get the train to Colmar, you can go into Mulhouse. It's stunning. And what's lovely, you can swim in the Rhine. Imagine the Liffey being crystal clear. That's what they have there. It is famous for Art Basel. It has 40 museums, probably one of the most beautiful museums that I've been to in Europe, Foundation Baylor. Is stunning. So like there's so much to do and see there.
This is coming up this weekend.
This Thursday festival. I'm heading off 2 hours. We have a direct flight from Dublin to Basel and I'm staying there. Nice hotel, the Motel One. We have them here in Dublin. And I'm really excited. It's a big programme for 3 days.
And will you bring noise blocking headphones?
No, because I want to hear it
like
all.
You like this noise, do you?
I do. Cowbells. Have you ever been in Swiss, up in the mountains asleep and you hear the cowbells? It's so romantic.
I haven't really been in Swiss mountains listening to the cowbells.
Well, we'll have to fix that, right?
You will have to fix it.
Yeah, but the yodeling is fabulous. I mean, you know, we all know. Once on a hill was a lonely goat herd, remember?
You gave us a little flavour of a yodel. Can you give us a, can you belt it out now?
Yole, yole, yole.
Bad.
Not too bad. No, I have been practicing a little bit. My Alphorn blowing is better though. And that's not easy, Claire, I can tell you.
What about
a lot of pressure.
The flag tricks? And we got
not
that checked.
Not great on the flag throwing yet. But I am meeting the director of tourism there and they have arranged a workshop for me because I do, the yodeling thing is great fun. And it is a real talent, you know, and a skill. And when you hear it all being, I'll send you a few videos and you'll be a convert.
Send me videos and come back and tell us about it as well.
But an amazing
Basel
event.
Sounds like a great place to visit, yodeling or not.
Absolutely, it is. And I mean, as I said, this only happens every 3 years. And I mean, as I was saying to you, Basel, it's known around the world, Art Basel. It's huge. As I said, they have 40 museums. It's a real place. It's a sort of a halcyon place where the quality of life, you'd say, oh God, I'd love to live here. And as I said, you can walk into France. You can get the train anywhere you want. They actually had free trams the last time I was there. So it's a sort of a little microcosm of how a lovely little society works. And the fact that it's between the three countries, I find it cheaper as well than Zurich or other places. So for eating out and drinking, it has a lovely mix of the three countries.
Okay,
and you have a Frank Gehry building as well. You know, the Guggenheim.
Yes.
He's a beautiful building that he's built there. And another little place, Vitry. There's two of them near each other. If you like architecture, well worth going to
see. Respite from the Alphorn.
Yes, absolutely. after all the yodeling. I know. The lederhosen are a bit tight on me, Claire, though. I'll have to lay off the chocolate.
You haven't got much time to sort that out. No, you're going in a few days. I'll help you into them. Come into me and I'll help you into
the
lederhosen.
I'm all set. I can't wait to go.
Ed, thanks so much. And do come back and tell us about it. Ed Finn there, heading off to the Yodeling Festival in Switzerland.
The Claire Byrne Show with Aviva Insurance. Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.